Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the conference call to discuss the second stage of the reorganization of Ross Telecom on Monday, 2nd of April 2012. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the presentation, please press the star followed by the zero on your telephone for operator assistance. I'll now hand the conference over to your host, Marsha Elisava, Head of Investor Relations at Ross Telecom. Please go ahead.
Good morning and good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for this discussion of the second stage of the reorganization of Ross Telecom. Present on the call today are Alexander Provatorov, President and Chief Executive Officer, and me, Marsha Elisava, Head of Investor Relations. You can find our press release and the presentation on our website at rt.ru in the reorganization part of Investor Relations section, together with our contact details should you have any follow-up questions. Before we start, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that some of the information provided during this call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or future financial performance. We wish to caution you that these statements are only predictions and that actual events or results may differ materially. We do not intend to update these statements to reflect events and circumstances occurring after today's date or to reflect the occurrence of unexpected events. Many factors could cause actual results to differ materially from these projections or forward-looking statements. Following the presentation, we will be happy to answer your questions. I will now hand the call over to our CEO, Alexander Provatorov.
Thank you, Masha. Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. We organize this call in order to share with you with our thoughts on the second stage of reorganization of our company, which was launched following the signing of the decree on the reorganization of Ross Telecom by the President of Russia, Dmitry Medvedev. Let me remind you that in 2011, we successfully completed the legal reorganization of the group by finalizing the merger of seven regional telecoms companies and Dutch sizing firm with Ross Telecom, and the United Company started trading under a single share on MySix in August 2011. Our ordinary shares have now also been included in the large cap segment of the MSCI Global Standard Indices and the MSCI Russia Index in September. This is a major development for us and reflects Ross Telecom standing as a blue chip investment. Now, after the decree is signed, we start preparation for the second stage of the reorganization, aiming at the merge of all state telecom assets under Ross Telecom. The decree states that, first, a unified company will be created by merging Svyazinvest and its total assets with Ross Telecom. Second, the Russian Federation's stake in Ross Telecom via State Property Agency and Russia Common Bank will amount to over 50% of ordinary shares, and finally, Svyazinvest is excluded from the list of strategic joint stock companies. The merger of Svyazinvest with Ross Telecom is subject to receiving all the necessary corporate approvals and independent valuations. Please keep in mind that we are still in the process of defining the exact steps, but we would like to highlight key stages that we will pass within the next 12 months. First of all, acquisition of Karink from Svyazinvest. Next, valuation, shareholders meeting, minority shareholders buyout, additional share issue of Ross Telecom, shares conversion and positive treasury shares cancellation. Ross Telecom is having this merger completion. We expect that the organization will enhance Ross Telecom's investment case by simplifying its shareholder structure and eliminate the cross-ownership of Ross Telecom and Svyazinvest. After the reorganization, Ross Telecom will consolidate additional assets and the number of shares will decrease as a result of the cancellation of new treasury shares. This means that enterprise value calculated as the market share price multiplied by the total number of shares will be recalculated. This will lead to the correction of the key multiples, making the investment in Ross Telecom significantly more attractive. In summary, the decree signing and the beginning of the second stage of the reorganization is a very important and long-awaited development for us, and we will work hard to meet the deadlines and objectives set by the President of Russia.
Thank you, Alexander. We will now be happy to answer your questions. In order to allow enough time to deal with everyone's questions in the time available, we would ask that you limit yourself to one initial question and one follow-up question. Operator, please, may we have the first question?
Thank you. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. To cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. There will be a short pause while participants register for a question. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. To cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. One moment, please. Thank you. Our first question comes from Viktor Klimovich from VTB Capital. Please go ahead with your question.
Good afternoon. I have a question regarding preferred shares of Rostelecom. Do you consider any participation of preferred shares in this merger scheme? Thank you.
Yes, thank you. We do not expect participation of preferred shareholders in this particular merger because in accordance with Russian legislation, we cannot have two share issues simultaneously, and decree of president doesn't, you know, involve preferred shares in the process. We do not have any goals from the government to involve preferred shares in this organization. But theoretically, we think that it can be, if you, you know, just speculate about preferred shares, as I, you know, told many times that for the company, there is no reason to have preferred shares as a, you know, as an instrument. And theoretically, it's possible to, you know, to convert preferred shares into ordinary shares. But in this case, we need to solve the issue of 50% government stake. But anyway, preferred shareholders will vote in respect of reorganization, and subject to preferred shares will be subject to buyout if vote against in the context of the Russian administration.
Okay, thank you very much. And may I have another question, if possible. Is there any timelines for major steps of this plan? So, for example, when do you expect to receive valuation for both Rostelecom and Svyazinvest and smaller companies? And when do you plan to have all these shareholders meetings and so on? Thank you.
Yeah, we have very... you know, very aggressive schedule in accordance with President's decree. But let me remind you that at the first stage, you know, as a preliminary stage for this organization, it should be additional issue of shares of Svyazinvest, and the government will exchange its telecom assets within Svyazinvest shares. Rostelecom will participate in this additional shares issue to keep our 25% stake, you know, to avoid any potential risk of, you know, of cancellation of this reorganization. And all schedules, I think, will be in place when we understand the timeline for Svyazinvest additional shares issue.
When should we expect this first stage step here?
It's a question to Svyazinvest and government, and I hope that it will be, this will be very soon. As far as I know, they already got preliminary valuations for for government stakes in telecom companies, Central Telegraph, Russian Foreign Service, and you know, some else. So I hope that it will be executed quickly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
Next, you know, following months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Igor Semenov from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, hi. Thank you very much. Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on the preferred shares issue. So right now you have 7.6% of your capital approximately in the form of preferred shares. If as a result of the shareholders who vote against or abstain from voting, you buy out, you know, some of the preferred shares, would you squeeze out the remaining shareholders? How is this going to be governed? Can you maybe remind us about the rules in this area? Hello?
Oh, just a second. In accordance with Russian legislation, we will be we should cancel it during 1 year or sell it to, you know, to anybody.
No, I meant, for example, the holders of ordinary shares show up and vote for the merger, theoretically, but at the same time, the holders of preferred shares abstain or vote against it. Then you buy them out, right? And so,
I got you. It is not separate voting. It's voting. It should be a majority of 75% of. It is not separate voting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks. And as you said, the valuations that Zazen has received for the oldest telecom assets, Central Telegraph and the rest of them, these are all recent. They do not need to be updated again right now. All they've got is already recent reports, yeah?
It's a question to lawyers. We'll discuss it very soon, but I think that valuation will be, I would say the same.
Okay. Thank you.
Probably it will be technically new report, but I do not expect any material changes in the report for the organization.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Stanislav Udin from Aton. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, thank you. Regarding the obligatory buyback prices, obligatory buyback prices will be equal for common shares and preferred shares like it was in 2010, or buyback prices could be different?
Thank you, Stanislav. In accordance with Russian law, it should be different or could be different. And as you remember, we had different prices for preferred shares and ordinary shares during, previous reorganization. So I expect that it will be two different prices, and I don't know if it, will it be the same price finally, but from legal point of view, it should be two prices.
Okay, thank you.
Question also to appraisal agency.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Alex Balakhnin from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead with your question.
Good afternoon. Two questions, if I may. First is the timing for Svyazinvest liquidation. What the procedure will be in place to make sure that Svyazinvest is liquidated and the shares are cancelled in a reasonable time frame? And the second question is on the timing of the deal. I know it depends on when exactly Svyazinvest share issue is completed, but after the Svyazinvest step is done, could you probably give us a brief or rough anticipation on the timing. For example, 1 month for that, then 3 months for that. So basically, assuming that the Sviatinvest deal is done, the share issue deal is done, what will be the timing afterwards? Would be really helpful.
So the deadline for all the procedures is 1 year from now. What will happen between now and like 12 months time, it will depend on the exact schedule that we will work out together with our lawyers. But anyway, we should do it within 12 months time.
And for the liquidation of Sviatinvest, is this the same? So it will be liquidated in 1 year?
Yeah, for everything. So Sviatinvest, according to the decree, Sviatinvest should be legally merged with Rostelecom and cease to exist within 1 year from now.
But
of course, we'll do our best to comply with this aggressive timeline, but of course it depends on the execution of first step, additional shares issue of Sviatinvest, which is not under control of Rostelecom. So I would say that we will have up to 1 year after the finalization of Sviatinvest additional shares issue.
But may I have a quick follow-up on this? Because the restructuring requires a lot of state body approvals and also some corporate governance procedures which themselves can take 1 or 2 months each. So do you think that the liquidation of Sviatinvest will also be completed basically by the end of March next year, given how many all different steps are required, and each and every step can take 1 or 2 months, and basically it's not just 3-4 of them, it's plenty of them, including the all for minorities, call for EGM, and all that sort of things.
Again, we will do our best. I think it is not correct from our side, to take any obligations on behalf of government bodies. But I hope that President's decree is quite, serious and important document, and I hope that all government bodies involved in the process will do all necessary steps as soon as they can.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Tibor Bokov from ING. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi. My first question is about the 10% of net asset value for Rostelecom that could be used for a minority shareholder buyout. Could you give us a rough estimate where this number is at the moment?
Tibor, thank you for the question. I think that you need to, to take net assets value used during previous organization. I think that if it wasn't changed materially, you can add assets of MTK,
mm-hmm.
potentially, but I would say that it will be around the situation of Russian standards. So I think it will be exactly the same like it was for the previous organization.
So it will be based on Russian accounting standards?
Yes, in accordance with Russian law.
Okay.
So it will be around $500 million.
Okay. Second question, you mentioned that you think that the whole reorganization will create value for the shareholders and the investment case will become more interesting from the shareholder point of view. So just to a little bit better understand this, can you tell us how much do you expect the new assets that will come to Rostelecom to add to the consolidated EBITDA, roughly? Are we talking more than 5% increase?
See, but it all depends on the evaluation that should be done for the purposes of this reorganization. It's too early to speak about the exact value of this asset. As soon as we get the valuation, we will announce it.
No, I mean, not the valuation, just EBITDA, you know, 2011.
Clear that these assets have some value, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So the value of the company, I mean, Rostelecom, after this organization will be bigger, because I think that theoretically we can say that definitely the valuation of the status will be more than zero. And the amount of food and reserves of Rostelecom is planned to be less than now, because we are planning to cancel shares acquired during, treasury stake, which is equal to 25% of sales invest. We are planning to cancel this new Rostelecom shares, and in this case we have two issues. First of all, we will have more assets, because we will receive new assets from Swedinvest, and we will have less shares. That's our point about potential investment impact on potential impact on our valuation of the company.
Mm-hmm. And if you can go through the assets, we understand that Skylink is quite important for your business, as it has a lot of licenses, especially the 3G licenses. Is there any other asset that is crucial for the business model, similar as the Skylink, or these are relatively small operators?
Yeah. From strategic point of view, I would say that Skylink is most important. All other assets are quite important, but more strategically, I would say. For example, Central Telegraph is quite good in Moscow, and it will be a very good addition to our Moscow business. And all of you know that Central Telegraph has famous building in the center of Moscow, which can be used for some potential development projects, or, for example, can be sold. And, money received from such transactions can be reinvested in core business of the company. And probably I would point Bashinformsvyazh, which is quite big regional company, and we are happy owner of 50% of Bashinformsvyazh, and we like this company very much. It has very good business, so very strong in Bashkiria, so I think that it will be very interesting and very very good addition to our business. Because currently we do not consolidate Bashinformsvyazh in our reports.
Mm-hmm.
And just going back to the previous question, Alexander was right that total assets is 489 according to the Russian standards, and net assets is 290 billion rubles. It's based on the Russian accounting standards on an annual website.
Okay. Thank you very much. Very helpful.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Nadezhda Golubeva from UniCredit. Please go ahead with your question.
Good afternoon. I wanted to ask you whether you thought about buying out prefs and canceling them, because this option might be preferable compared to their conversion into commons, because in the later case, as you said, you have to agree upon this with the state, yeah, and secure that their voting power is not diluted. But in case you buy out prefs and cancel them, it should be a good option for the company. Can you comment on this, please?
Nadia, I'm sorry, we got some problems with the connection. Could you please repeat the question?
My question was that did you consider the option where you do not convert prefs into commons, but rather buy them out and cancel, because you will, you already have about one-third of prefs owned by Mobitel and underlying the management options, and so you have an opportunity to buy more prefs during the buyout, and then you could cancel them, yes? And in this case, you will not have to convert them into commons and do not get agreement from the state, and that everybody seems to be happy with this. Can you comment on this option?
Nadia, thank you. Yes, we will consider this option. We will discuss it with our banks and legal consultants, and we will, you know, disclose our opinion in respect to this option when it will be ready. When it is currently, I am not in a position, you know, to evaluate this option.
Okay, and second technical question, if I may. So on your scheme, there is a 3.4% stock option plan indicated. So do I understand correctly that this is 3.4% of common stake, but on top of this, there is there are options on prefs, correct?
Yes, for the first part of the stock option plan, we have 3.4% of the ordinary shares, and additionally, we have 16.3% of preferred shares for the second part of the stock option, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Evgeny Golosnoy from Nomos Bank. Please go ahead with your question.
I've got two questions. First is really on you mentioned that you probably would have same or different ratios for common and preferred, and how come, how possible that is. During the previous merger, there was there were two different swap rates, which is correct, but then the buyout price was the same, and I understand that during this reorganization there will be no swapping of shares. So theoretically, the buyout price should be same for common and preferred. Do I understand it correctly? That's first question. Then second one is really, could you give us approximately the timeline when you will be able to produce the final schedule, so that we knew exactly when is going this going to happen and then that is going to happen? Well, at least, probably not exactly, not exact date, but probably like a month or so. That's basically it at the moment.
Again, we still have some problems with connection. I got your first question, and in accordance with legislation, the price will be approved by the board of the company based on independent valuation, you know, independent valuation report. So if independent appraisal decides that the price should be equal, it will be equal, I would say. And as far as I remember, previous organization was different, and we have very, you know, long-lasting discussion in respect of this minority shareholders, and together with Ernst & Young, we, we had arguments for minorities that the price should be I don't know how it will be this time, but you can do your own
your own conclusions based on your previous experience. A second question, can you repeat this, because it was very good finish.
Well, the second question was really on how quickly you can produce the final schedule so that we knew approximately when one stage is over and when the second stage is to begin, things like that. I mean, is it a matter of month? Is it a matter of a couple of months?
I think that we will together with Sazinvest, we'll try to do final schedule during this month.
Okay, thank you.
It's possible and absolutely in our possession.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Stanislav Yudin from Atom. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello again. I'd like to ask if your company is still pursuing a London listing, and if so, when do you believe it will take place?
Thank you. As we mentioned previously, we are still considering listing in London, and we hope to do it after disclosure of full year report for 2011, and if we get finally get approval from UKLA. I hope that we can do technical listing in May of this year.
Okay, thank you. If I may follow up regarding obligatory buyout issues, to get a clue on when the money from obligatory buyback could be received by shareholders. The question, at which stage of Rostelecom reorganization would the company be forced to introduce an obligatory buyout? Will the obligatory procedures kick in when Rostelecom gets Skylink or when Rostelecom is merged with Svyazinvest? So, in first case or second one?
So it's two separate processes, acquisition of Skylink and reorganization. Shareholders will get their money for if they vote against after the voting for the merge at the shareholder meeting. It's not connected to Skylink acquisition anyhow.
It does connect. Sorry.
It's not connected. So it's two separate processes, reorganization and acquisition of Skylink from Svyazinvest.
Okay, so obligatory buyout offer kick in irrespective of the reorganization and the merger of Rostelecom with Svyazinvest, right? And has nothing
yes.
to do with Skylink? Okay.
Yes, yes. It's a separate issue. It's a separate process.
Okay. And if I may, if we imagine that the process of conversion of prefs into commons starts, in this case, do I understand correctly that Rostelecom shareholders also, who disagree with such conversion, again would be offered another obligatory buyout offer?
I don't understand the question. Currently, we do not have any conversion of preferred shares. We are discussing theoretically that it's possible if the government can save 50% stake, but anyway, it's impossible to do it in parallel with organization, because it's, as far as I remember, it was not allowed by legislation. So I'm not in a position to discuss potential, subsequences of theoretical conversion of preferred shares.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a question from Anna Lepetukin from Troika Dialogue. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hello. My question is regarding this 10% of NAV. Is there a rule that specifies how much of this amount you can spend on preferred shares? So if we assume that only preferred shareholders vote against, can you buy all of them? Or there is a certain proportion of this 10% of NAV that you can spend on preferred shares?
Anya, thank you very much. As far as I remember, there is no specification in the law in respect of preferred ordinary shares to be acquired during this buyback. So it will be proportionally. Without any specification of class of shares. But when we produce schedule, this strategy, we will do Q&A section on our site, and we will determine, we will highlight this issue as well. But as far as I remember, it doesn't matter what type of shares you have.
Okay, thank you. And I have a follow-up question. In your presentation, you mentioned that Rostelecom will acquire Skylink with approximately 1.9% of its common shares. Therefore, it implies that some valuation for Rostelecom shares and Skylink has been done already. Am I correct, or why then you specify this percentage if valuation will be done only later?
And again, it's two separate processes, acquisition of Skylink and reorganization of Svezinvest. So for the purposes of the deal with Svezinvest regarding Skylink, yes, we did all necessary procedures, and that's why we can talk about how we will do this deal. Regarding the organization of Svezinvest and Rostelecom, we will do the valuation as Alexander just said.
So am I understanding correctly that there will be separate valuation of Rostelecom for the purpose of merger with Svezinvest, and kind of the one will apply for the acquisition of Skylink?
Yes.
So there will be two valuations of Rostelecom?
Theoretically, it can be one valuation, but, legally it will be two valuations. And I don't know if it will be equal or not.
It depends on when the voting for the reorganization will be done. If it's done within 6 months after the deal with Skylink, then this after this valuation for Skylink, then this valuation can be used for the reorganization. If later, then it will be separate valuation.
And am I understanding correctly that the acquisition of Skylink will be done only after Svezinvest issues shares?
No. As we said, it's two separate processes, and they are not linked to each other.
I would say three separate processes. First process is acquisition of Skylink from Svezinvest, and it's just normal business transaction between two legal entities. We acquire Skylink from Svezinvest. That's it. Second process, which can be, as a whole, will be parallel to this first one. It's additional shares issue of Svezinvest. And third process is merger of Svezinvest with Rostelecom. And theoretically, for all of these three processes, can be used three different valuation of Rostelecom. It can be one, but legally it will be three different valuations. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Alex Balakhnin from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead with your question.
Good afternoon again. My follow-up question is on the EGM procedure to approve the share issue to Rosamucha Store. What is needed for EGM to take place? I mean, are there any thresholds for the pref and ordinary shareholders to participate, or it should be just 50% of all the share capital to attend to for EGM to happen? Can you probably remind us? Thank you.
As we said in the press release, for this voting, both ordinary and preferred shares are taking part in the EGM. And the decision is made if three quarters of total number of shares who participate in the voting vote for this decision.
So there can be a situation when, for example, only 20% of preferred shareholders attend the meeting, and if 75% of them support the deal goes through. Is this right?
There is no difference between preferred and ordinary shareholders for this purposes. So we count total number of shares who take part in the voting.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. There will be a short pause while the participants register for a question. One moment, please. Thank you. We have a re-poll from Stanislav Yudin. Please go ahead.
If I may, the last question is, will Rostelecom also be forced to make an obligatory buyout offer to Bashprom-Svyazh minorities when Svyazh Invest is merged with Rostelecom and Rostelecom's stakes in Bashprom-Svyazh exceeds 50%?
In fact, currently we have 40%. We didn't execute a mandatory offer, and currently we are losing just by 30%. If we get more than 50% together with Svyazh Invest after shares issue, we will consider mandatory offer. But as far as I understand, Svyazh Invest will be obliged to execute mandatory offer because they acquire shares from the government.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Just a second. I think that it's a question for separate, analysis by the lawyers. But I think that somebody will be obliged to make a mandatory offer to minority shareholders of Bashprom-Svyazh, and structures of government of Bashkiria, who owns 25%.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. As a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. To cancel your request, please press the star followed by the two. Thank you. We appear to have no further questions at this time. Please continue with any further points you wish to raise.
This is it for today, so thank you for dialing in and for your questions. We look forward to speaking and meeting with you over the coming weeks and months. Goodbye for now.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That concludes today's conference call to discuss the second stage of the reorganization of Rostelecom. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.